1027 Business with Michael Avery.
As we continue our focus on South Africa's response to the electricity crisis, the mining sector's role is particularly important, being among the most energy-intensive users in the country. Now, the mining industry already has a pipeline of 73 projects from 24 mining companies to generate 5.1 gigawatts. That's the value of what the mining sector can bring to the table from a power perspective, from a rands and cents perspective. That's 65 billion rand. And so far this year, as the Mineral Council revealed yesterday, NERSA, the National Energy Regulator, has registered just 295 megawatts for mining companies. But that pipeline, which has been blocked, is starting to unblock quite rapidly. Now, Harmony Gold has recently concluded a new syndicated multi-tranche, multi-currency loan facility, which is aimed at sustainable development, as well as power purchaser agreements to facilitate phase one of its 30-megawatt renewable solar photovoltaic energy initiative. And to talk about this and the firm's response to the energy and climate crisis, it's a great pleasure to be joined now by Jared Kutzer, Head of Investor Relations at Harmony. Jared, welcome. Firstly, what do you make of the president's electricity plan?
Hi there, Michael. Thanks very much for your time today. And certainly, we've got a very positive view on these energy plans. I mean, Harmony's obviously got our own renewable energy strategy, which we're busy implementing. But certainly, as it relates to helping where we can, I mean, we would always be very keen on assisting and using these new opportunities to further improve and roll out. Electricity to the country where we can help.
Well, that's great to hear, because the president did announce the establishment of a new National Energy Crisis Committee, and it seems to be drawn from key ministries and entities, and one would hope that this committee consults broadly with experts in the Minerals Council and individual energy-intensive users such as yourselves. Now, you've also just recently, as I mentioned, started this first phase of your renewable energy journey. What does that consist of? What's the plan here down in the Free State?
It's a very important step forward. We've announced phase one, which is, it's being done through a PPA, so it's third-party construction, where we will procure electricity for the next 15 years as part of the structure, after which we will take ownership of those plants. It's 3 10-megawatt plants that we are constructing alongside our operations in the Free State. This was a project which was a long time in the making. It wasn't something which suddenly came out of nowhere. We've been talking about it for a number of years. So unfortunately, it took a little bit longer to get to fruition than we'd hoped. But we're there now. We've broken ground. Construction's underway. And we're very excited about this first step. But I think more encouragingly is that it's actually just part of a three-phased approach. As you rightly mentioned, our green bond, or the 1.5 billion rand green loan, which we've secured,
yeah,
will be used for phase two. And that's going to be constructed on balance sheets and will be for a further 137 megawatts.
Wow.
So phase one and phase two collectively will contribute 167 megawatts in renewable energy towards our operations. And it's a step towards our decarbonization journey. It's de-risking the business. It's ensuring sustainability for our mines. It's ensuring sustainability for our community. So, it really does check all the boxes from an ESG perspective, and from a profitability and from a sustainability perspective.
Yeah, triple bottom line stuff. That I believe the plant ranks amongst the biggest solar PV plants for private offtake in South Africa to date.
It will be one of the biggest. Yes, some of our peers are also constructing their plants, but as it relates to renewable energy, it is definitely one of the biggest.
And in terms of funding. Very interesting that you've gone through this syndicated multi-tranche, multi-currency loan facility. Has that allowed you to access more favorable funding terms? Because we know many of the banks are under pressure here as well to step up their funding towards net zero.
Absolutely. The response that we had from our funders was overwhelming. And I think the view is that it's certainly quite a momentous event that has happened. This is one of the first transactions of this nature where we've got a green loan linked to sustainability KPIs. So the incentives for us to actually cut back on our emissions, improve our water recycling rates, all of those are being factored in. Plus, the money's been ring-fenced to be utilized for the phase two rollout of our renewable strategy. The overall funding structure which we did, it was two elements to that. The one was to improve the flexibility of our funding, And the other was to actually introduce this green loan, which you know, which is demonstrating our commitment towards decarbonization.
And I see here you've got three KPIs, basically. The one is an emissions reduction of scope 1 and 2. The other is just having this renewable energy mix. And the other relates to potable water consumption. So really targeted here. And it's very interesting to see how these so-called sustainability-linked loans are evolving and starting to align with companies' ESG and sustainable development targets. And I think it's a very exciting and very new space when it comes to finance. What are the lessons, if there are any, that you've learned so far in this process? And then just lastly, what do you see as your roadmap ultimately to get Harmony to net zero?
There are a number of lessons. I mean, I think the important thing is the willingness for companies to participate and for the banks and for our lenders to actually help us out. I think it's also been a bit of a mindset shift from a Harmony perspective. A lot of our traditional allocation of capital would be towards development or increasing life of mine, where now we're actually weighing up the opportunities from a production perspective as well as from an ESG perspective. As you mentioned, the triple bottom line reporting and the importance as it relates to people, planet, profit. You know, this is something which was brought into consideration when we did these projects. And I think what's changed is that the phase one, which we're doing off balance sheet, the metrics then weren't necessarily a slam dunk as to we have to do this on our own. But as the tariffs increased, as we realized the importance of ESG and climate change have started contributing towards everyone's considerations from an investment perspective, we realized that there was absolutely financial and non-financial benefits towards doing these projects. So it's been a wonderful foray into the world of sustainable and renewable energy. Certainly something which we had to cut our teeth as miners, but we've learned a lot, and I think something really excited about going forward.
Well, I think that's the tipping point, isn't it? When the financial returns make sense as well as the ESG returns, and you see both of those aligning, then I think we're going to start to see a much more done from companies in all sectors, but specifically in mining in South Africa. As we know, what an important sector it is, really still the flywheel of the South African economy. Jared, great pleasure chatting to you here on Hot Business and hearing a little bit more about how Harmony is approaching its ESG journey and journey to net zero. And good luck in bringing this first phase to production, and then bringing phase two, 137 megawatts for a total of 167 megawatts of renewable energy into the grid. I think that's something that we as South Africans that have been suffering with load shedding can all celebrate, because every megawatt helps. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.